The Balut Kiki Project is a proud member of Bunk Collective.
Kamusta mga best? Hi, this is Peter. Welcome to Balut Kiki Project. It's another day, another project. And today, andito na. Kasama ko ulit, Best Neil.
Nagmamadali, may lakad. Hello everyone. Ako po si Best Neil, ang inyong imoterang pugar na nagpapaalalang anong laban ng barangay sa plakado mong kilay. And our project is
LGBTQ plus profiles. Ito yung magiging series natin. At ang benamano natin ay guest natin si Cap Bingo. Cap Bingo is a proud member of GLGBTQ plus.
So magkakamay pa bingo tayo ngayon sa series natin na to.
Yes, at siya isang political figure sa Cagayan de Oro. Barangay 17, Barangay Captain po ang ating guest today.
Oh, Barangay Captain from Cagayan de Oro. So pakinggan natin, paano nakipag-usap si Best Jeff at si Melanie? Feeling ko nagbisa-bisaya itong dalawang to. Diba?
Malamang, yes.
So, so, again natin, na. Guys, and this is the Balut Kiki Project featuring Cap Bingo.
Yeah.
This is the Balut Kiki Project.
What the f*** is Balut?
Banter for the boys and the girls and us freaks in the middle.
A Kiki is in order.
The Balut Kiki Project.
Uniquely Pinoy.
Unapologetically queer.
Lock the door.
We are serving you unadulterated Balut Kiki in 5, 6, 7.
We're very happy to have Cap Bingo here on the Balut Kiki Project. Cap Bingo, thanks for accommodating our invite. We know you're very, very busy. We had to adjust the times kasi busy ka ayo ka. So we just wanted to know that we're really, really grateful. Say hi naman to our listeners.
Hi, thank you din. Hello to everyone, especially sa mga kagayaan nun.
Yes.
Especially there is a Barangay 17. Mayong hapon mga higala.
Asa ng Barangay 17, Cap? Asa dapit na?
Barangay 17, like, it's near under, if you know Marcos Bridge, it's under Marcos Bridge. Pero pag in Veles part, it's obosya sa Cosmopolitan.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Kanang pinakaluyo nga kalsada sa...
Yeah, right.
There's Capistrano and then sa Luyo pa, Ana.
It, yeah, it's Capistrano,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Kahirumdum kami.
No.
It's been a while.
Now you need to explore back again the oro.
I know. Ay, ako lang na familiar is Veles.
Kami nakapuyo mi sa una kap sa di sa Cogon subdivision and then we transferred to Canitoan. So nya napod mi mga parente di sa Corales sa Neri compound abay sa Savior. So
So do you know Alex Abuseho?
Yeah, oo. He's the cousin of my cousin.
Ah, okay. Pero relative na mo mga Neri. I know because my grandmother is Neri.
See, small world.
Even a smaller town like CBN. Diba? If you look back, everyone is, I mean, kana Neri, old families.
Like, there are so lumads in Cagayan de Oro.
Landed gentry na siya sa Cagayan de Oro, howd-howd.
So, mga elite na sa ilang panahon.
Correct.
Before.
Oo, yes. Di ba street tersonary? Di ba?
Tersonary.
Dapit sa DBP. So, Cap, you grew up in Cagayan de Oro. Kuangyub
ka. Yeah, I'm really lumad Cagayanon. I'm raised and born here. My mom is a Pimentel. It's really from Cagayan de Oro. And the root of my dad is in Misamis Oriental. It's in Alubid. It's in Bacol, Akot.
Not far away. Doon naman yung Alubid.
Do you come from a big family, Cap? Dako inyong pamilya?
Yes, because like in our family, we can win a certain candidate for any position. Lugar kung barangay, we're talking about barangay level. Our compound can make one candidate into a position.
So having a big family, Cap, how was it growing up for you? I got in touch with Cap, by the way, for those of you listening, through a common friend, Odi Martinez. When I asked Odi, are there any prominent LGBT people who are in Cagayan de Oro that we can interview? And you were the first person that Odi referred to me na, uy, si, wala nagilain. Instantly, he said Cap Bingo. He's very well known. He is in a position of power. He's well respected. and not just in the LGBT community but in the larger community as a whole.
Maulaw
ka kakabalibad.
Pero no, it's like really kung ang interview or guesting is all about talking about LGBT, it's really close to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
No, I am using my platform or I'm using my position to be in the example of mm-hmm. the LGBT, no? Kaya, you know, when you say LGBT, ang ilarang mindset bali, hi, mga kalataw unon, I'm trying to use my position, no, para somehow they could change the identity of the LGBT.
Yes.
Nga. Mga ingon-ani ra, mga ingon-ana, rabitaw.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being the life of the party and there's nothing wrong with being in touch with your sexuality. Kinsa ba'y dili uwagan, di ba?
Yes.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. But
and
there's so much more to
even
us.
Even if I'm in the position, I'm so open. I don't even like hide anything.
Mm,
like,
that's
I
good.
Even somehow post, kanang I'm dating with guys.
Mm.
I'm using, I didn't love isang go work, I'm using shoulder bag, you know.
Well, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
And Jeff and I were just talking about this in a previous episode where growing up kami, in our time, pila ra ang atong role models in the LGBT community. Diba? It's just a handful. Ricky Reyes,
Roderick Paulate.
And that's it.
Pinood.
Ang pirmi gali, gabinayot kat sa movies kay si Dolphin. Dili pagyud bayot.
Dili pagyud
bayot.
Yeah, so that's really, really good. So I guess having this particular mindset, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm getting the idea nga, it was not hard for you growing up gay, was it? Kanang nadawat, tie-dyeing ka?
Or did you have no, any? It's not that easy actually. I really start na nagsugod gid ko sa hardship nga way.
Mm.
Until like the family accept the reality, gi-wake-in pa na ako ang tanan, how could I let people accept sa akong pagkabayot with a certain position, unsaon ka na ako og deal nga magpabilin nga madignified na ako ang akong pagkabayot.
Yes. No?
So, daghan kayo nga instances nga akong gibuhat o akong gihuna-huna. How can I make this, no? Nga ipadayag ang akong pagkabayot sa public nga magpabilin ang respeto o dignidad nga ilahang mahatag sa ako.
So, if you don't mind me asking, Cap, when did you find out that you were, I guess, for everybody, for every gay person, there's a moment in time where you sort of get the feeling na, I don't like basketball. I don't like to play the same games that my playmates play. And I like, this is, yeah, that I'm different. Kano sa animo na murag nakakuan ka? Murag lay lagi.
I think I know that I'm gay when I was like, 4-3 years old. Pero like when I pag abot ako ng 7-8, I remember I still play basketball with cousins.
Mm-hmm.
But during that time, napabulbos na ko magyulag basketball. So naanagin siya something.
Fabulous.
Yeah, naanagin siya.
Who says when, you can't be a fabulous basketball player?
That's true. Ano mga
nanimaho na silag singot ikaw.
Yes,
Johnson's baby Colombia po.
Yes. Until in the age of 12, dito na gin siya more nag-boost nga. I'm a straight gay gin siya.
Straight gay. I like that.
Straight. I'm a straight gay.
Unya, how did that happen, Cap? Was there like, yun sa mani mo pag-embrace, what was the, did you come out to your family? Did they ask you? Nakurat na lang sila.
No, because they saw me. I think they, along the way, ilahanang nasabtan o nadawat because I like, I was wearing lipstick. I like wearing some of the stuff of my sister.
Really?
Uh-huh. So when they knew about it, mag-embrace na lang day nila and they just leave it that way. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wala d'yo resistance? Wala d'yo, as in, time pa,
no,
story.
I remember, katong like, everybody know that gay, bayot na gini akong anak or akong apo, bayot na gini.
Nga naman, was there an instance?
Yeah, because like, they're pushing me, some of my cousins are pushing me to play basketball. Though I do it, lagi mo ito mag-pulbos-pulbos. But on the other side, like, akong mga cousins pag ng mga girls, they're also inviting me to play with them, which it gives me more, kanang, feeling mas comfortable ko to play with them.
Ah, sa ila. Oh.
Ana, gani, oh. So until I went to grade school, I remember when I was in grade 4 or grade 5, when my grandmom told me na, okay, ragid kayo magbayod ka.
Okay.
And you should like start giving respect to yourself before people would give it back to you. Murag mga ningana ng mga sisuantod, sila na dayon, magkanang kunay mga activities, yung family, kaya ako lagi ng family sa so mga reunion, Christmas parties. So they asked me to organize or to do the conceptualization of the team, mga ningana. So nasakyan na yun siya, hantod nga. Ning boost up na gid siya.
So Kinesha Cup was with your whole family. There was not one tita, not one auntie, or not one tito nga murag dili siya pwede nga mabayot ni siya. Kuan ni siya kailangan malalaki, wala ka na ka experience og ingana.
Wala siya because I think that because both sides, bitaw na yung mga nani mga gays in your families. Somewhere it's in the blood na. So hindi na sila makurat. Hindi na sila makurat. Kasi si Bingo, pag ako may ingon ani ni because na yung mga uncles ng mga ingon ani.
Nga nung na-bingo mang kakap, di ka ginag-Jericho or Gold Bar?
Ang story daw ani because when my mom got like pregnant sa ako on his like last month din mga anak na siya, she's playing bingo with the neighbors. So when he got like nang nagbati na siya sa ako, na siya sa bingohan. Kasi ito si silingan-silingan lang. So marito ito akong lola magkaya or akong dani nga bingo na lang ako ang pangalan. But the real name is Jericho Goldmar.
Yeah,
but it's too manly, it's too formal.
And
like everybody knows, like I'm pero mas ilako sa pangalan nga Bingo. With that name, mas comfortable kay ko nga magkiniat sa akong actions.
So gikan pagkabata, Cup Bingo na gyud ka?
Bingo na gyud. Like kaduga nga lang Cup, I got the position.
Dili lang basta Bingo. Bingo, ana gyud ka na
mga
gyud.
Bingo.
Dili lang puro. So Cup, you're lucky no na daghan ba yung mga gays nga magsugod pa lang sa pamilya, wala na sila madawat, they undergo bullying na. So you're lucky that you didn't experience that with family. How was it in school or sa silingan
school,
or kung maglakaw-lakaw?
In sa community, naka-experience gahapon ka og bully no. Bayat na siya, bayat yan. Din sa school, mga classmates, especially when I was in grade 3 to grade 5. Bayat na siya, even the teachers no. Ay sobra ka kabayat ni ana so murag sahay kay di ako ginag school ana sa also I want to tell it to my mom because my mom really like very protective
mangaway
just yes
manulong
kada she doesn't care who you are basta kay makabaw siya nga agrabyado yahang anak then she's gonna be there for us.
Mama Bear.
So naghilom-hilom na lang ka. Wala na lang ka nag-
nag-ana ko din. I was like trying din na alam, maka-crush na lang ko, girl. I was like, na yung mga thinking of, I should just change na lang, nga maglalaki na lang yun ko.
Ano na age cap? Teenager?
Mga 10 to between 10 or 12 years old.
Nagka-girlfriend ka?
Kung, I have like crushes. Pero I'm more feminine than my crush. Anak na bitodayo ang kahit
gapa ka.
Oo, so I think ko nga crush na ako siya. Ay, bayat mo na. So, bayat na lang yun ko. Kaya like, even my crush know that I'm gay. So, may anak bitaw.
There's no hiding it.
Maabot na yun sa part, sa college, nga naka-crush pagid ko, girl.
Oh.
All the way to college.
And I was in first, she's so beautiful, like petite, na appreciate kina ako sa like even young girl, young boyfriend, like waiting for me sa gate just to talk me because I was like sending notes, sending flowers.
Wow.
Pag naa siya, magkita me sa building, like I was so firm. Kaya we're lucky kayo.
Pero wala ni mo gituyo. Natural lang ni sa imo nga. Na-track lang yung ka sa iya.
Na-track lang yung ka sa iya. Pero hala, hoy, bayo, what, pariho na, ay, na pa kayo mag-sister. So, the response, the response was like that. Hala, padayon mo lang yun ako kung pagpabayot. Okay, more, even my crush, like, kabaw na yun siya bayot ko, and, like, yun, ano, metaw?
Ano lang, I'll play the devil's advocate. Now, kung nisagot siya ka, lalaki ka, kakaroon sa man.
It might, well, she might change the hormones that I have, tingal.
And the genes.
No.
Uh-oh.
But you know what? When we cross our way, even karami we cross, Saan ba? Wobbe ako?
Nga naman. Kaya mas gwapa ka.
Dilig. Hala na akong crush. Oo nga. Mas tektik pa kaya akong shorts. Mas taninin pa yata akong shoulder bag. Siya naka-sling bag. I'm holding a shoulder bag. Ano, bitaw? Because like, there's some instances na magkita gid ni, like, sa grocery, sa mall, sa bar, na I'm more feminine look sa MC sa iyaha. From kaya kibiyo na ako, mas kabay, at namanggig ko.
So college ni Kap na paghihapoy mo rag.
Yeah, napagin siya mga questions. So, pero loud na kay ko nga bayod. Nalagi mo about sa point nga kanang na appreciate na ho siya. I was like hoping nga ma daw mo abot sa point nga manguyab ko ana bitaw.
Kuwapo jud din siya no.
When was the first time naman na nagka-crush yung kas lalaki? Unsa nga age? Do you remember? Whether artista, sa magazine, or ka ng ga-basketball ni mga kadula, ang makaremember ka nga.
I think like mga 8 years old ko, kay di ba, uso kayong summer ang basketball.
Bitaw.
So, mag-share sa mga siligan, shot, mga crush na. I even split in the ano front of the basketball courts. Actually, kanang championship na bitaw nga. Kanang grabe na kay ka-hype ang tanan. Then, to the extent nga, muadto na ko sa front, kay mag-split when like our team makashot of 3 points. Nga na, bitaw. And I really, don't you know that I don't go home kung dili ko makalayo og puntra namo sa basketball nga cheerer.
Oh my God.
Ingan ana sa
so popular na kay ka sa una. And kinsa man to imong nakrushan ka?
Basketball player? Report. Yeah, basketball player.
Well, nothing came out of that.
Nothing. Kay sa una man gud sa bata pa mi, we can go out just like within our area sa balay. But kung layo-layo na gid kaayo, murag di na gid mi gina-allowed before maglag kung malilian lang sa bintana ang area, okay pa kay na ang alaagan. Happy na lang ko na yung mga basketball activities. Kaya doon yung kaming basketballan. Then our cousins like playing basketball. So that's the time we can go far from the place where we used to play with cousins.
So kana siya crush-crush lang.
Crush-crush lang.
Wala kay gipanguyaban nga lalaki? Kay inagingon mang kakap nga katong babae imong gisuwat-suwatan? Or na inanguyab sa imong lalaki? Who am I to assume nga wala like, inanguyab sa imong lalaki?
2006. When I was in my third year college, classmate na ko siya. Like, he's a family of military dude. So, kan siya kansa. I don't even know nga. Nag-uyab gid me.
It's a may nanguyab?
Siya, I guess. I think it's a mutual understanding. Tapos sa kaya kong buhok, huwag mo yung buhok ako, no? I should correct myself. It's a mutual understanding. That time, I was already a counselor of the city when I was in third-year college. So, counselor na ko sa Cagayan de Oro as the president of the Sangguniang Kabataan.
Wow!
So, that time, nag-uyab na mi, ang ako pong ang panahon po na ko ato sa school kay like school city hall. So I don't have the chance of like staying on the kanang canteen all hallway with college friends because ang demand po sa time sa akong pag-service ato as SK president is grabe po kay siya. Knowing that I'm a gay, kay when I first ran as the SK Federation president, one of the bad thing that they thrown against me is my gender identity. So when I won, magita ko gibutan sa myself nga I should prove myself na they're wrong. So na pressure ba? Na pressure sa ako. And ako sa college ko, wag ko sukad naka-join anang group projects bitaw nga na yung paghimuon sa college then adto ta sa balay kay adto ta maghimo sa ato mga report. Yeah, wala, I'm always the sponsor because I don't really have that luxury of time nga mo appeal og mga ning ana. So mga to classmates ni siya maghimo sa akong mag-quiz me kay kanang separate nga Roman ni sa share. He will just make also my answer to that long quiz. Then ihatag rin niya sa ako. And don't you think that he even sent dozens of flowers in my office in City Hall?
Wow.
Gamo kay ka.
Yeah,
o niya, nag-uyab gid me. Yeah, would you say he was your first boyfriend? Dele.
He was the first. Okay. Na serious, no? Everything is like fling lang. Ang ilapang sa ilabit ang kinang binuang at ang uban kay kinilora, ilad-ilad lang.
Okay.
He's the first that serious. Like, he even like introduced to me sa iyang brother nga police and bring me to their home. glad lang kay they're active in the church. The dad is an active military. Pero anak ka open-minded.
Oh, yeah.
Anak, gid ka. Naulogid ko kay, this is really serious. Naulogid ko, kanang, knowing bitaw military, ilang perspective sa ilang life ba nga. Ingunani. For all the people that kakasabaan, nga na bitaw ng mga thinking, but they really embrace me so much.
So you started with SK. Kasi parang you started your political career
at the age of 15.
With SK.
Yeah.
So you already
Klaus na dayon.
You already knew that you also wanted to be in the political arena.
No. Actually, I think kay sa elementary ko, garan gid ko bisan independent kinang student body organization.
Oh, okay.
So garan gid ko, So, from grade 4 until grade 6, for me, gig ko stand out.
Okay.
Until nga, pag abot sa 15, it's supposed to be SK, kagawad ra akong daganan. But when that time nga gi-reduce, gipaubos na yun ang agents ang pwede mo nagag SK chairman. Ito, nag-change din kong SK chairman. For that time, I talked to my titos nga, wala pa na ko na-sink in sa kong mind. Kaya namin kang mudawat o kapildihon.
Oo.
I used to like win gid by every contest nga akong kapilan sa school. Daugin ko for me. So like, I was like, I don't know what to do. Kung mapildi ko ani or I even asked my dad I might go to Camiguin where our rest house is para dito na lang ko kay ang kaulaw sa mga kapildi ana bita knowing sa mga bayot na gusto maging lang stand out for me that's one of like sa mga bayot na gusto lang sila yun mo maging ang first class sa mga Raina yun stand out yun ka then labi nagkansyawan ka, so that's really off. Kaya ang ako nabawan, ang ako magong feel sa mga kayo, very achiever.
Yes.
Kapag yung kamot, gid kayo nga mudaog or ma-achieve ang usa ka butang.
Yes.
So matay, yung akong tito, nga, you need to accept, nga, mapili yung mudaog.
Very, ganahan ko ano yung gisulti, no? Nga, usahay ang mga bayot, mukuan ta nga kita ang gidaog-daog. Pero napoy batasan ng mga bayot, kinaya mga bayot nga, mandaog-daog, purbaya na sila, na kung loser ka, ikaw loser, kung mo yung kagmaya-maya or bayot man na siya, di lang, gakuan-kakuan lang na siya. Kanabitong kita pa ang mag-out, bisag ang tao, dili pa prepared mag-out. Di ba kanang, bayot ba ang first nga magkuan sa kambimbi o kang piolo, which is sad.
Yeah.
Di ba? So, I've always said that. So, yeah, munang usa ka kinaiya sa bayot nga, sana, live and let live. Kung dili pa ready, hayaan mo lang sila. Kung nasa sila ready nga mag-come out sa closet at their time,
okay
diba?
Lang.
Okay lang.
True.
So, pagkuhani mo sa politics, Cap, so your first venture into politics was as SK. And then, so that's different from like being class president in school lang or whatever.
It's
so,
kini siya, different.
Public service, nag-yud siya sa community.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, na-realize ni mo nga, ganahan yug ka or?
Actually, it came genuinely. Marapit na siya, like, it's really in my mind and heart. Mauna-gid niya siya ang ako ang way. Mauna-gid niya siya ang akong kinabuhi tingali.
No purpose.
Mm-hmm. Oo. Kay like
destiny.
Yeah, that's the right term. This is really my destiny, no. Kay flashing back lugar. 2 years ago, nanakog states, no. I went to the states like
I heard about that. I'm going to ask you something about that later. Joke.
Oh, yeah. I was having a good job. While I'm still serving as the captain, I was like, may mga offers ng work sa US. But still, kaya nabitong, tunga gihapon akong huna-huna, may work ako sa Amerika o ganhi. And I really, like, yuli gid ko because this is my call. It's really in public service, no? Bisan og daghan kaayo kong oportunidad. But I think the opportunity nga nasa ko is to serve the people. Mautingali ni siya.
Are you the only one in the family who is in public service? Or nailain?
Well, my brother, because we're 3 gays in the family actually, just to put it in record. The one that, when like after my term as the SK, I asked my brother to run to, you know, so that dako is someone that I can turn over the crown in the family. But he lost for a 1 point lang.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Oh.
So, aside sa iya, pero our family is really into politics. Like, knowing the Pimental is in the politics.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Akot also, Neri, Bitonia is also in the politics. So, in our generation, it's me who is handling the lana kung sa mga balbal pa. Ang lana nga gibagibilin. Kaya, My great grandfather was used to be the vice mayor of Cagayan de Oro in the year 1975.
So it's not foreign to feel that public service is calling.
Nasa dugo nila.
Nasa dugo.
Because it runs in the family.
Kay murag, after magod sa kong pagka-SK, I still work in the city pa sa tourism. Nag-work din ko. Okay. I got the regular, pagsulod na kong government, regular din diretso ang akong position. Like, I was in a supervised, higher position. Diretso pagsulod na ko. Pero, in the middle of 2013, dili ko happy. Kanibitan na ko'y boss. Oo. Oo, nga pari may gusto mahitabo nga ning ani. Pero makalimot ko nga, ay, di ko pwede magbuot-buot kay na ako'y superior. Di ay, So, I let go with a regular item in City Hall and ran for a barangay captain without any guarantee of getting the position.
Unsa ni nga year cap?
This is 2013.
Oh, okay.
When I first ran as barangay captain. So, tulumi nagdagan. The other one was like on his third and final term na unta. And the other opponent is like nag-end na iyang pagka-barangay kagaw. So, kinasa mo na barangay captain or mag-rest. So, he preferred to run barangay captain. Ako dayon. I was like, during my campaign, the production was all about gays. The team was...
Love it.
Majority of my team is gay. Aww. It's really a gay power. When we do our marketing and promoting my advocacy. Like, it's very like, when we do our handshaking, we do have these drums.
Aww.
We do have these gays roaming around. Gays are performing everywhere. And
ihugyog yun din mo ang show.
Yeah, the variety show din ako per niya na akong mga rallies.
Tsaka claim it you, then they can't use it against you.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Well, that's the only thing that during the campaign, the more nila nga, but how can our barangay prosper be that when someone is holding the position nga bayot unsa ra panghudton na ning kwartas mga panglaki mga ninala because they're gay because that's the old mentality of the some of the Filipino people when they knew it's gay ay mo ra gid na iyaha kunay kwarta panglaki ra gid ni siya no ning ana ra gid na siya
if there's ever I think a lot of gays will identify with this nga kasagara kung ang mga bayot bastuson sa kalye no kasagara ang mga lalaki daghan sila o nya ang bayot isa ra or duha so they find strength in numbers. Ang akong gusto nga question ani Cap was there ever anybody who said this to your face or pirmi libakon lang ka sa likod o madungog lang nimo nabay na ay bayag nga o itlog nga nagsulti ana sa imo sa atubangan gid nimo nga ay nga ni ra and what did you say?
Yeah, during the campaign
mauba talagang kuan
katong sa second term na ako nga kawato na gihurot niya ang kwarta sa panudlangan sa barangay kay gipanglaki gipaskwela ang lalaki sa Cebu and all that stuff though I almost give up kanang this is too foul na kaayo.
Yes,
ano bitaw mo rag na lang ko mo padayon sa race kay like
you don't deserve
na maayo it's di na kayo healthy
below
no, like,
the belt.
My family is really taking good care of our name. They wanted us to grow with dignity and, tanan.
Integrity.
And yet, these people is so easy for them to pinpoint on you with all those
accusations.
Stories. But as, ang akong yun nga, akong magpapildi ko, mapildigid ko, no?
Right.
So, what I did is, those curse and those allegations they throw on me, I just put it as my inspiration and prove them wrong. Mana siyang reason. Mana siyang reason why I really volunteer dun sa Cagayan de Oro sa LGBT group. Not to be a president, but to be one of them. Okay, kaya bitong, in the other side, namagro po yung mga bayot nga malingaw na lang himuong kalatawanan sa kadaghanan.
Yes. Huwag na po yung mga bayot nga mahihurot yun nila ilang kwarta para sa lalaki.
Yeah.
Mugi na siya. But some gays give us a bad name.
But it's not only sa mga bayot. Everyone.
I know. Like men, there's a lot of men in jail for crimes, unspeakable crimes, but you don't say, well, you're a guy,
you know?
Probably will do this as well.
Don't you know, when I used to be a a counselor in Cagayan de Oro. Naghan kig opportunity financially. I was like financially overload that time. But all of that was like nawala, no? Because I was like kung addict kong lalaki before. Yabot kis a point nga. Kaya bitang sobra na kay ko ka generous sa lalaki, bisan ug kabalo ko nga binuang rato, ana bitang murag murag just mga mupilit ang guys ako. Tanang ginahatag na ako. Hantod wa na bilin. Yabot ko anang point. And pag katong nga point, nawala na sad kong mga friends. I do have a lot of friends, but katong nga time nga na-down na kiko, not even once ako matawag to rescue me. Tumato, nagtrabaho na ko, city din. Pagbalik na ako sa limelight lugar, sa politika, which is now, katong nahimo na ako siyang wake-up call itong mga situations. I could be kind of mas wiser na karon.
Mas mamili na kakaroon.
Mamili na ko karon. O ga, maulang gini ako ginabalik-balik nga. Gusto ko nga, karabitang, gusto na ko nga mo-train or mag-advocacy sa mga buyout nga tudluan sa nila og respeto ilahang kaugalingon.
Yes.
Ay, nato pa ngayon tadlaing tao ang respeto.
Yes.
Diba? Okay, masuko man ka nga, di ka respetuhan ka, siyawan ka nga, ay, bayo na lang. Because you show it to them nga, dili sa kaangay tingali marespetuhan. Diba? Namang ko yung mga butang nga. So, muna kung gusto nga, while I'm still in the position, gusto na ko siya gamiton.
Yes.
Nga, para ipasink in sa mga, kapareho na ako nga bayo. Nakabitang, you know, you need to weigh things good. Kung saan ni mo nga,
make wise decisions.
Oo. Unsa kay problema nga nuga kaning ani ka? Can you just see it in the mirror kung unsa ka ang kulang or unsa ka imong gibuhat? Ngano lisod kaya nimo pangayon?
Unya kap maminaw pud sa imong mga bayot. Badlong ro.
Lagi uban nya dili maminaw. Pero you know, ang uban ay kay kuan kay ka kanay makuan kay social na kay kaning ani ka no ayo ana kana maybe you would ask yourself ngano ka na naning ana si Bingo? Ngano ka ingon ini ang approach sa mga tao kang Bingo? Dili lagi sa ako, no?
Unsa kay
naa sa iya ha? Unsa kay naa sa iya ha? Nga wala sa ako. Nga payo ra man mi bayot. Ana bitaw.
Yes. So, wala mong kay resources nga di pud nila magamit. Kabalo ka, diba? I mean,
well, there are some are more na yung mas kwartahan pa sa ako. Well, wala mong report mas napay makabuga sa ako. But wala sila yung nakuha ang same manner nga gakakuha na ako in public. So, ana bitaw. So, muna akong ginabuhat sa uban bayot nga it's not too late, no? We are going to the street bringing ganing placards demanding for people to give us equal respect sa uban. Have we asked ourselves kung we give exact respect
to ourselves?
Did we dignify ourselves?
Yes.
Because we are demanding this to the people? Ana gani?
Kabalo pud ba ta muhatag og respeto sa lain, di ba?
True.
Nga na, tama yan na sometimes mga bayot sa social media, hala, sige. So you seem to enjoy politics intrinsically kap, no? Kay murag mi yung ka nga makita na ako sa imong panultian nga kanang you're very passionate about what you do. What sacrifices did you have to give up to be able to go to politics? Kumusta imong social life?
Stay in politics.
Well,
kay di nakakalaan.
I don't really hide my social life. Like, kada bitong kabuhaton po sa uban nga, as ordinary people, I also do it publicly, no? Pero with reservation.
Okay.
With reservation. So, I don't look like tagawas, hey, magkapir ako, magjuice ako, dun sa tago, grabe nga inom, no? It's like, if people drink outside, gainom sad ko.
Kung kinsa lang yun ka, walay double, anong tawag to, double identity.
Yeah. And I really like reach out with gays. Kaya dapat naman nga, maulang man tag-uban sa iyak eh. Kanang na-position or kuan. So, ako gid always ang ga-reach out. Yeah. Kay diya magod nga mo na time nako ma-feel og makuha ang mga butang nga gina-question niya si Angka og galingon ma-intimidate kay kapitan sa unsa ra taana bitaw. So when I'm with the circle of people, especially with gays, I really don't like put myself as superior. I always go down to their level so that I will understand kung unsay problema, unsay mga kakulian nga kinahanglan nato tabangan og istoryahan.
Kabalo ka, Mel, kay when Odie suggested cup bingo to me. Yung si Odi nga, i-text siya, i-text. Iko nga, ayaw lang kay mawaw ko. Sige, iko lang, tawagan na, tawagan. Iko nga, ayaw kay dapat professional. Di ba? I have to email. Sige, si Odi nga, diliway, diliway, diliway. Kuan kay ni siya. Iko, ay, kabalo lang kakang Odi cup nga. Usahay.
Yeah.
Wala na sa tarong nga. Pag tarong niya Odi, kay masig, maulawan ta. So, si Odi has always been like that. Nadili lagi, kuan, maayaw lagi ni siya. So, yeah. So, I know what Odi means now. Eh, Kap, how about your kuan? So, we've talked about your political life, your social life. How about your love life? Did it have to take a backseat?
No. Well, okay, we can just talk about it. I used to follow someone before.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, we've been together for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Pero because maybe I so love with my commitment to the people. So, maupod ang panahon nga. Maupod ang rason why we cut the bridge. Because, murag feeling na ako mas na less kaya akong oras sa iyo. Especially this time of pandemic. Murag, I have like less of time sa iya ha. Yun, wala na ako na bantayan ba nga. Well, like, I was out of the circle na sa iya ha. Pero sabi to, makawala ko, hala, ano ka lang, may ginag na yung ani, hala, yung ana, lagyan, ano. Pero,
may, sinadya yung sacrifices to be in public service. It really entails sacrifices.
Sometimes, may ingon ko nga, kaya shout out po nyo na ako yung love life para mas dugang inspiration sa ako. Bitong na ako, there's someone that I can talk with. I was like so tired of my work.
Yes,
like I was frustrated because I wala na ako na fulfill karon nga adlaw. Ano bitong?
Somebody to come home to.
Kilig ba? Yeah. Pero when time nga na to siya, mura gakadibay, gakadili, kanya masabtan ang field sa akong work.
Okay. I think unfair pud no kay kung lalaki lang o babae ang politiko, kung mag-asawa siya o magminyo o mag-uyab, wala lang. Pero kung murag kung bayot or basig kung lesbian, the fact na you're part of the LGBT community, murag lahi ang standard sa tao, di ba? Na
yes,
parang
true.
Wala kay karapatan nga nung unahon man nimo nga we're just like everybody else. Mangi pag uli na ako sa balay nga gikapoy ko, mangita pud ko kinsa akong kahistorya.
Sure.
Og mahigda ko sa katre, gusto ko nga nakoy kakad. Yeah.
Pero ang sa ako nga part, ang love life ang mauna lang ang nabilin sa ako as private.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, my life
and
is
it's
so
your,
much in public.
It's your prerogative.
That's true.
Yeah. Kaya bitaw mo rag akong yun na nga. Tanan na lang kaayo bisan og akong personal, among family personal nga feud, among tanan public na kaayo.
Mm-hmm.
If there's one thing that I want to remain as private, ang ako na lang love life. Ana bitaw. So kay ang ako po sa lalaki because I don't go out kanang kami na bitaw duha di ba ang bayot kay kumaguba sa uyab kay I proud ya kayo but I prefer when we go out it should be a group lakaw ana
group date
so kung private lang
why is that
kay maglabing
nga naman na nga naman
I just want to kanang di pagkaayo sa anak pagka acceptable sa society di ba awkward ko nga tanawon miss mga tao wag yung panikit sana so ang ako okay na kayo kung ako kay mas dali na ako ma-defend akong self.
Mm-hmm.
Siya mang good kay kanang mo nagbasin ma-culture shock di makabaloon sa o ng acceptance because I really don't go for bisexual. I really go for a straight guy.
Tapos ka na pang yung public pressure pa na because you're a public figure, many people recognize you versus someone na ordinary yung tao na dili kayo.
Dili ilado.
Yes, dili ilado. So there's extra scrutiny, attention.
Di magid tingali na to malikay no naagi mga ingon ana ang mga butang pero I make it to the point nga when I'm in a group dili ko gusto nga ako ang highlight. Siguro kong fair attention approach tan di ko gusto nga hoy dapat ana si kapitan si ani ni ana di ko gusto ni ana ang treatment
may banda.
Oo so dapat ni ani sa gitak kay kuan kay bitang di na noon comfortable sa imong move kay because tungod sa imuha ana bitaw.
Do you have any further political plans, Cap?
Well, yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah, I'm planning to run for councilor for the 2022. That if kung makonsider sa... Because I'm in a party. Mm-hmm. So I'm committed with a party. But nevertheless, I already informed my intention sa among head lugar ang among pinaka ang mayor my intention to run, pero you know at the end of the day it's still the party who will decide
who will
be in the lineup.
Suppose that I have the power, Cap, and I give you a national position. What will you do for the LGBT? Next, parang Miss Universe question.
Yes,
Cap.
Yeah. Start
Miss Universe. What is the one law that you want to pass? Or unsay malahi for LGBT people if you are granted a national position?
I always want to give them importance. No? Kung ang babae o lalaki grabe yung importance in decision making gakahitabo sa Pilipinas, I want it also tinganing ana sa LGBT. Why? Because kanang di magud balaod ang makapahatag og mas duot og taas nga dignidad sa mga bayot. Kabisan pag naibalaod nga pagprotektal sa atong mga katungod. Kung wala gitagag insaktong importansya sa kagamhanan, dili gihapon ma-learn sa kadaghanan nga ma-normalize na nga ang bayot existing na gyud. So there should be a department, there should be a building, there should be a house for LGBT.
Place on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because okay. we do have already Congress in the Congress nga bayot.
Yes.
It's not everybody is enjoying the privilege, diba? I mean,
I think there has to be more. Dili enough nga. I mean, one or two people cannot put the burden, you know, over their shoulders and carry the whole.
Ang problema naman po kay bisan pagpila na kadaghan nga ang bayot na sa posisyon, if they don't have genuine heart for the gay's mission and vision, everything would be nothing. Wala gid gihapon. When they just like they're just using LGBT para pagkabot sa unsang ilang kabot, but when they are there, no, ilahan na din personal na lang din ang ilahan, but you know it's a matter of a genuine commitment. And that's the most important thing. Bisan og gamay ang imuhang position, the mission, no, to give more, to dignify more sa mga bayot. Wala na siya problema kung ang imong commitment is para sa grupo.
So it has to be heart. That's good. Cap, I'll ask you a few questions ha, para hindi ka masyadong malayo sa ano, people can relate to you. Do you prefer texting or talking?
Talking.
To your partner, talking? Siyudad o probinsya?
Talking. Ingon sila mas genuine mula bang probinsya.
So probinsya ka?
Probinsya, oo.
Kung tagaan kag kuan, superpower, invincibility or super strength?
Super strength.
Super strength. Di ka ganahan ma-invisible, Cap? Ganon?
Dili ko ganahan invisible.
Gusto ka visible?
Yeah. Kay, Rina.
Dili ko gusto shadow.
Yeah.
Gusto ko makita gid ko niya.
Kanang, what's your beverage of choice? Kung makiginom ka, unsa may magusto nga ilim nun?
Well, I always go for vodka.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs!
Love it!
Cap, kung nakikapta nandiyan sa imong lingkuranan pagkapot ha, what age did you lose your virginity?
We're talking about anal virginity. Until now, I'm still virgin.
I wasn't, anal, but if you wanna go there, go.
Yeah. Yeah, if talking about virginity of the anal thing, then I'm, until to this very moment, I'm still a virgin.
Oh, nagulat ka ba, Jeff?
Nagulat ako.
Alam mo si Cap yung gugulatin mo, ha?
Oh my God. So Cap, wala yung nahitabo sa New York?
Oh my God. That's the reason why I ran. Like, I was a runaway bride. I'm supposed to get married in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cap, you can't just say that. You have to tell us the story. Bisag gamay lang kayo.
Yeah. But because of the guy really want to do sex before marriage. Like every time he fetched me in my work, like he will always kiss me, like kung naay mga stoplights mag kiss me, yung kung ay stoplight to put kiss na put ni ana, cause I don't find myself doing sex good, and I don't know if I'm a best performer. Ako magod kay like kay, let's continue, nasugda naman ni mong story ah. When I love the person, I really don't go into sex. Mawa akong love. I prefer cuddle other guy kaysa sa taong akong gilove. Why? there are two reasons why. First, is basin og masas niya nga dili ko best performer.
Okay.
Second is when makuha na ko niya, mamatang iyang approach ako, easy na kaayo. Bira-bira ko na ko, ano nga, so that's the two reasons why I don't go sex with my loved one.
I mean, everyone...
Weird, no?
we're all different, diba?
At like December 23. December 23. But I already ran 2 days before.
Runaway bride, Jude.
Because really want to fuck. Because really want to fuck me.
Sabi mo ba si Cap yung mag-hold on to something? Tayo ba yung nagulat?
Okay. Cap, okay. Hindi ko na itatanong kung top or bottom. Murag imo na mag-i-answer.
I'm bottom.
Lights on or lights off?
Lights on. I want to see his face when he's so hot and he's so horny.
Unsa maka-attract sa imo sa lalaki? Is it the are you a leg guy, feet, crotch, lubot, unsa man arms, chest?
I'm into like if as long as your armpit is a lot of hair, then it's a big yes for me.
Ah, so
that's
ka
my
fetish.
I find it so manly.
Ganahan ka nga kanang natural nga baho or ganahan ka nga na deodorant?
Natural nga baho. Because I really kiss armpit, especially when there's a lot of hair.
Sa mga kon, kailangan diligay ka shave.
Yeah. I don't know, like, bisan ng ganahan kay ko. I don't know why.
Sanaong. Eyes, smile, nose, or hair? What do you find?
I go for hair.
Mm-hmm. Unya ka kuan ha kanang kuna ka curly or straight or upaw
straight. Mm-hmm. Military like military haircut.
Because I
go for ruggedly handsome, like construction material type of guy is a big factor for me.
Okap, ayaw pag beauty contest kanang tinuod yud ha, looks or brains?
Looks.
Kagana. Ang kamo na sige. Kay ikaw naman ang nagkuha, nag-iabrihan naman ni mong portahan. Spit or swallow?
I never like swallow pa. I never tried. Though guys are like asking to swallow it, but I can't.
Okay.
It's very stinky, you know? Very stinky.
Oh my God. Okay. So, asa makaseksihan? Boxers, briefs, or commando na lang? Wala na lang?
Boxers.
Gahang ka
boxers. Yeah.
Size or performance?
Performance. But I don't mind of the size because di man yapon mapuslan because I don't allow them to fuck me, you know?
So, would you rather have it, last question na nang ganito, would you rather have it long or thick?
Long, so that it will fit on my mouth. Because when it's fat, I cannot like drive it so cool. You cannot really like enjoy it.
Oh my God.
Because I have a...
Go ahead.
Am I too foul?
No, oh my God. No. You obviously haven't...
You're tuned into the Balut Kiki Project.
Kaniya to homosexual ang tawag nila sa ato. Ingon ng glad nga. Dili na, pejorative na siya nga term. Kinahanglan gay na ang tawag. Because even if you're homosexual, people usually focus on the sex part.
Yes.
Yeah,
they forget na we go to church, that we believe in a God, that we pray, that we have brains. Uh-huh. Ang ilan ang focus na sila sa
community.
Ma-forget na nila ang ilan ng pirmi kahinumduman sa ilang utok nga, I don't care what else you do, but in the bedroom, you sleep with another girl, you sleep with another guy. You sleep with the same sex.
And mo na ng definition sa imo as a person. And nothing else.
So just like you, Cap, nakikuan mi nga, we have to change this mindset.
So Cap, our last question, no? What advice would you give to young LGBT members, no, of the LGBT community who are still trying to find their way in the community, trying to find their calling, and trying to find the strength, I'm sure, to step out in the open and be positive
good
members
citizens
of the community, be it in politics, in arts, in sciences, and all the other fields where
or at home
or even at home in school where you know in general, kasi there's very little representation of the LGBT community. And we need to inspire our youth.
Yes. You know, knowing the fact that the gay community is lalong bumabata ng bumabata.
Mm-mm.
Para siyang ganun. What I can just... I'm not saying that I'm perfect, no? Just to give them an inspiration message. Sa akin lang kasi, like, based on my experience, from a very rocky experience until now that anong meron ako, it's just to have, like, just to be true to yourself. True to yourself, believe in yourself, do what you think is better. Ganon, and just be open-minded and a listener to everyone because you know humility is always there. That's why you achieve the success in yourself and never judge anyone.
That's such a big thing, especially now where ano ba, people post their lives on social media. It's so easy to judge behind the screen.
Yeah.
In anonymity.
Og pirmi na ay makalabaw nimo, og pirmi pod na ay makaubos nimo. So, di ba? Di good nimo kuan.
That's true.
Cap, thank you very much for this opportunity.
It's such an honor.
Please,
you know, one
please keep
not
doing
enough.
What you do. Please keep doing what you do.
Yes. Thank you for believing.
We need more of you.
Thank you so much.
And
those words can really help me to like do my best.
Please.
Remember that I have a TV show. I have Saturday TV show. I can always do. Maybe I can ask you to be guest, no? Kamung duha.
Sure. Yeah.
But at least, but people would also know. They're also ning Annie side, no?
Yes.
No problem.
Sige, we'll arrange next month.
Sige.
Kung unsang, it's gonna be like 1 hour lang siya na episode.
Oh, no problem. I watched you on YouTube. Nag-ingong ako kang mag-andam pa.
I know.
Siyempre, lahom kay siyag Bisaya. Ang patalastas niya kay Pahinumdum. I didn't even know that Pahinumdum is the Bisaya of
Kumbaya. Yeah, oo.
So, ko, kailangan mag-ano tayo, bakikaw na baya tayo mag-Bisaya.
You've been away for so long.
I hope to see you guys soon.
Yes.
Yeah, just tell
when
us.
Doors, no. Yes.
Okay.
Cap, thank you very much. I mean,
thank
it was wonderful
thank
talking
it was
to you.
Fun.
So there you go. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Cap. And thank you, Mel. So best
thank
yun
you,
pala ang
Cap.
Yun.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yun pala ang journey ni Cap, no? From SK to where he is now in politics as barangay captain. So nakakatuwa
at
ang kanyang journey.
At marami pa. Mahaba pa yung tatahakin niya. Correct. Mahaba pa yung tatahakin niya para sa atin mga LGBTQ.
Yes.
I+.
And we're proud of you, Cap.
Anyway,
we're very proud of you.
Yes, Cap. We're proud of you. Okay. before we end our project, we'd like to thank you mga nag-review sa amin. Isa rito is from Apple Podcasts, si Dima Iwat 91. Thank you sa'yo. Ang title ng kanyang review is Shoot sa Banga. So, salamat sa 5 stars. Yes, Shoot sa Banga. Walang pretensions. In one episode, you would think jologs sila. Eh, talaga namang jologs kami. Mababaw, kwela, kalog. In another episode, the very same people are talking about something very serious and very sensible at that. I was like, are they the same people? Yes, they are. Yun. So, okay. Thank you.
Ito naman from United States kay Miss Maya Crisostomo. Nagbigay din siya ng review. Sabi niya, surprisingly great. Was not expecting how good this podcast was. Napakasayang pakinggan. At one point, nabugga ko ang kaping iniinom ko sa mga unexpected banat nila. I told a friend to listen up and I swear he had the same reaction. And they take it up a notch by discussing sensitive topics. Suicide, sex, mental health. I can't wait to see how far they will push the envelope considering it's a new podcast. This new fan is subscribed, sabi niya. So Miss Maya, maraming salamat for the appreciation and expect more of sensible and kajolog san from us from United States.
Thank you, Miss Maya. Thank you.
Yes,
so that's it.
You.
So we have to end our podcast. Oh. Like, kasi nga sabi.
And watch out for our next
you.
Episode
yes,
featuring a noted, a very prominent author from Washington, D.C. Ayan.
Mr. Michael Dumlao. He'll be coming up with a book. So,
which will be released internationally worldwide.
Ayun. Isa ang Balut Kiki project sa mapalad na mag-interview sa kanya. So, watch out for that. So, guys, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Bye!
End na po ng project. Bye-bye!
You have just been served. This has been the Balut Kiki Project, uniquely Pinoy, unapologetically queer. We are now declaring this project complete. Are we off air yet? Because these hills are killing me.
Thank you for clicking play. Don't forget to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast streaming platform. And leave us a 5-star rating if you enjoyed the show.